Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
You know, I don't know why I keep doing this to myself, but I wanted to point something out here. The Kanye West at the White House thing, the mainstream media's portrayal of it, and the complete detachment from the majority of Americans, both right and the left, to really realize what's really kind of going on here.
Spoke at the White House yesterday. He drew a huge amount of news coverage for what he said. Commentators generally were not impressed. Many of them dismissed the whole thing as a sideshow, and in some ways they were right about that. West made a number of interesting points, but in the end, he's just an entertainer. Donald Trump was there too. He is the president of the United States. He's the most powerful man in the world.
He's the most powerful man in the world.
And yet also, like the rest of us, ultimately he's just passing through. There will be other presidents. The question we should care about is bigger than two people, any two people. This is the most important question. Is America still a free country? Can people openly express their beliefs in public? Are they still allowed to say what they think is true without being punished for it? That's what matters most. It matters far more than any single politician or rapper or midterm election. And by that standard, the one that matters, what happened yesterday at the White House tells us a lot about America right now, much of it ominous. In case you missed it, here's part of what Kanye West said yesterday.
You know, people expect that if you're black, you have to be Democrat. I have I've had conversations that basically said that welfare is the reason why a lot of black people end up being Democrat. They say, you know, first of all, it's a limit to the amount of jobs. So the fathers lose the jobs and they say, we'll give you more money for having more kids in your home.
So to sum up, Kanye West says that liberal social programs have undermined the black family. He notes that African Americans face enormous pressure not to support Republicans. And he suggests that the Democratic Party often displays undisguised contempt for men and for masculinity.
Now, what I think is really important first, before we go any further, is the left-right paradigm or political spectrum belief system that many people are taught is valid today. This is in my opinion, a Hegelian spectrum that I reject, and I'm going to explain to you why. As you can see, they have here on right wing, fascism, Nazism, and monarchism. Then you have conservatism. So they're the left, who like to think of themselves as liberals, and we all know are socialist and communist, or what we're calling the left today, are comparing conservatism with fascism and Nazism. This isn't really accurate. This is the Hegelian dialectics of the political spectrum. Let me show you what's actually more accurate. This is the non-brainwashed, non-Hegelian, actual political spectrum. And you see, the goal of most mainstream media outlets is to keep you trapped into this false paradigm between left and right being fascism and communism. Here's the real truth of the matter, okay? These are both totalitarian ideologies. They're both socialist in nature. They're both big government redistribution, only in different ways, okay? With fascism, you have heavily regulate industry and what's supposed to be the free market, which really isn't. We see this with corporate fascism and corporatocracy or corporatism today. And of course, the left, which really needs, to my audience, no real explanation, they get it. So as you back yourself out of these two totalitarian ideologies, you'll pull yourself from socialist to liberal to moderate to conservative to libertarian to total freedom. Now, total freedom could be seen as dangerous to mobs ruling because you have no, individuals must stand up and be responsible to actually live in this pro-freedom area. It's very dangerous, but it can be done. However, it's, in some people's opinions, including mine, far less dangerous than big government, which is responsible for democide, which is more deaths in human history than any other single cause aside from natural causes. So this is the false paradigm that they'd have you believe in. Now, where I see Kanye, which I'm sure he was, at one point he was liberal, I see him backing himself up out of that, realizing that these big government socialist programs are responsible for the downfall of most of these African-American communities. We can see that in every Democrat-run stronghold. You know, I was born and raised in southern New Jersey primarily, very close to Camden, New Jersey, and of course Philadelphia. And this is reminiscent of Chicago, Detroit, Camden, Philadelphia, all of these strongholds of Democrat power. Now, you see, even for the false paradigm of left-right, the Hegelian nature, there are certain elements of that brand of right that is still better than that brand of left as far as authoritarian measures. Of course, it's not perfect. It's very problematic in that it's authoritarianism in and of itself. But what I'm trying to say here is that Kanye goes to point out that he's awake and he's realizing that these inner cities that have been Democrat-run for decades are failing, and he realizes why they're failing. So his natural pullback position is going to be to the Republican Party, which is a sight better than the far left, but it's still not where he needs to be. But he's freeing himself of what Bob Marley called a mental slavery, and part of that is a process, and that process is rewinding yourself out of your long-held preconceived notions and beliefs that something was better, which obviously has not been better.
Author of the national bestseller, Liberalism, or How to Turn Good Men into Whiners, Weenies, and Wimps, he's former NFL player Burgess Owen. Good to see you, Burgess.
Thank you.
Now, you say this is not a black or white problem, but it's an elitist problem. Can you explain?
We have the history of our race, my race, is that we've been very, very successful when we were focused on free enterprise. And within that segregated community I grew up in, we had a lot of success. The last 60 years, we've had a black community that's really focused on, have been committed to the Democratic Party. That same Democratic Party, some of the black politicians have voted every single time for anti-black policies. So we need to call them out as who they are. I call them royalty black class. They're elitists. They thrive and they grow and they get their power on the misery of the black race.
When you think about it, these are not especially controversial statements. They are all obviously true, for one thing. Anyone who pays any attention at all already knows that. What Wes said is so hard to rebut factually that nobody even tried to do that. Instead, they attacked him as a person. They attacked his decency and his mental condition.
The worst thing to call somebody is crazy, is dismissive. I don't understand this person, so they're crazy. That's bullshit. These people are not crazy. They're strong people. Maybe the environment is a little sick.
Now, if that sounds familiar, it's because this is now a universal tactic on the left. They don't want to argue with you. They want to denounce you. Watch Don Lemon over at CNN deliver his deep critique of President Trump's domestic program.
Why doesn't President Trump condemn racism? His own words and actions tell you why. He's a racist. Well, let me not mince words here. This president traffics in racism. Roseanne's tweet was straight up racist, yet the president failed to condemn it. Why? Because he can't. Because his own words and actions are racist too. And we have to stop pretending that this president has nothing to do with it.
That he's not emboldening racist and racism.
The best thing about this style of argument is you don't actually have to learn anything, master any details, because facts are irrelevant. What you're saying is my opponents are bad people. You must ignore them.
Now, here's where the modern term of racism that was not really a thing until around the early 20s to mid-20s. See, Trotsky did not invent the word racism, but he certainly did weaponize the word racism. And it was used to silence any kind of debate void of being able to or needing to use factual evidence to do so. And you'll never hear Fox News, as much as I do like a good portion of Tucker Carlson's presentations, and he leans more libertarian, which is why he attacks these things that make no sense in his brain. Of course they don't. But the neoconservative right, along with the far left, progressive left, have something in common. And what the neoconservatives have in common is this man right here, Leon Trotsky. The neoconservative movement was founded by Trotskyites. And you will never hear Fox News attribute racism with Marxist Trotskyism, because I dare say if they attempted to do so, one, that would defeat the goal, the agenda that they're trying to achieve, for one. But for two, it would open them up to an attack by the left to kind of point out this hypocrisy, which has never really been done by anybody really on any kind of mainstream source except maybe Ron Paul, which is one of the reasons why I kind of gravitate toward it. I did gravitate towards Ron Paul when I was still trapped in this you know, paradigm of left-right authoritarianism, which I really, folks, the mainstream politics is really, that's all it is your flavor of totalitarianism, whether it be of a Trotskyite neoconservative blend or a progressive Marxist blend. It all has the same roots, and it's Hegelian in nature because you have people on both sides pitted against each other fighting for their flavor of authoritarianism. It's just really, once I pulled myself out of the left-right paradigm, it stopped hurting my head as much. I regard myself lucky to have been a young Trotskyite, and I have not one single bitter memory, says Irving Kristol, who was basically the father of the neoconservative movement. Now, this traces all back again to the wars that we see. The war in Iraq was conceived by 25 neoconservative intellectuals, most of them Jewish, who were pushing President Bush to change the course of history, said Ari Shavit in the Israel Daily Haaretz. Now, while Saddam Hussein never had any part in 9/11, we see here the Iraq War was for Israel's benefit. One of America's most respected ex-generals took to the airwaves to charge on CBS News 60 Minutes that the Iraq War had been fought for Israel's benefit just days after a similar charge was leveled on the floor of the U.S. Senate. General Zinni told 60 Minutes on Sunday that the Jewish neoconservatives' role in pushing the war for Israel's benefit was the worst-kept secret in Washington. Okay, he's a retired general and past chief of the U.S. Central Command, President Bush's former Middle East special envoy. And this came from this information came from the Jewish Daily Forward. So I wanted to just illustrate this because while we're seeing this attack on Kanye moving to conservatism, this right-left paradigm needs to be addressed. It's really important that people understand that when they're watching Fox News, that they understand what they're seeing. And furthermore, for it's so important for conservative-minded people to understand that I know that people wouldn't typically think of Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton as being neoconservatives, but they were absolutely Trotskyites. And they were behind the scenes working on every goal while they castigate this vast right-wing conspiracy they said to the public. But behind the scenes, they were basically neocon lights. These people behind closed doors, they always work towards the same agenda. They cackle of their killing of foreign leaders who don't take part in the global central banking scheme.
So, I mean, that is the land of unconfirmed.
Yes, we came, we saw, he died.
Did it have anything to do with your visit?
No, I'm sure it did.
and that's to bring about a one-world currency and globalism. Everybody knows this. So we're not really seeing the truth when we watch these mainstream media news sources. Now, the left looks so ridiculous that they know that Kanye is a threat on a variety of different levels. One, because we've been taught this left-right paradigm, and he's actually pointing out how the overt Democratic policies have destroyed the black community. He's absolutely correct about that. And the conservative, even the neoconservative brand of political ideology, is far better for African Americans than the far leftist, more overt Marxist version. However, what people really aren't really talking about is that Kanye, may be naturally coming out of this mental enslavement. And part of that, I call it like backing a truck up out of the mud, right? So you have to back yourself up out of the overt into the more covert. The problem is that both of these, the neoconservative right and the progressive left, are two wings of the same bird. Until you realize that and divorce yourself of those ideologies, which is, I identify myself as a paleoconservative for these reasons. This is why Ron Paul's message resonated with me so much, because from a paleoconservative perspective, what my definition is darn near without government, right? Because I'm not, you know, I don't think that we can just abolish government. I don't think it'll ever happen. I think that's a utopianism. It would be nice in a lot of ways. I'm a voluntarist, and I really don't believe in people writing funny things down on pieces of paper and applying force to them when you've harmed no other individual, when you've brought no injury upon anyone else. But, you know, this is why Ron Paul's message kind of resonated with me, and it's one of the reasons why I support folks like Ryan Bundy and stuff like that running for governor of Nevada, you know, because the fundamental belief, mutually assured respect, offers a policy of respect, trade, and friendship, and rejects threats, force of violence, sanctions, and occupations. And that really is the end goal. And I tell you what, if any one of these folks, including Kanye, were to embrace that ideology, well, then the left would just completely come unglued. You know, so I understand why Kanye has abandoned the progressive left. And what he sees, and what Trump at least, especially during his campaign, claimed to be about. Now, there are some things that, of course, we have problems with, because there's a lot of neocons in Trump's administration, too. But it is a step in the right direction, as far as I'm concerned, and the left is just melting down. All they can use is the typical buzzwords of racism, 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 racism. And now that Kanye is a white supremacist, which is insane. Don Lemon, you're a moron. Puppet.
So can I go back to it? Because I thought what you said was fascinating, because you called it bull. You said people can't, you know, pull themselves up. Do you think that race plays a part in wealth distribution, or either a mindset that you can't
today?
Or cannot?
Yeah. No.
You don't?
No, I don't. I don't.
Okay. You and I, we're proof.
Why would race have anything to do with it? Put your mind to what you want to do and go for that. It's kind of like religion to me. It's a good excuse for not getting there.
You know, I said, and it's probably get me in trouble, but I said to some of my colleagues recently, saying, so I know that it's an issue, but it seems like every single day on television I'm talking about race, and it's because of the news cycle, it's in the news, but sometimes I get so tired of talking about it, I want to just go, this is over, or can we move on?
And if you talk about it, it exists.
Right.
Yeah, it's not like it exists and we refuse to talk about it, but making it a bigger issue than it needs to be is probably it.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media, RBN.
Hey, sit down, don't be a jerk. homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, a flood down in Texas. All of the telephone lines are down. Yeah, it's a flood down in Texas. All of the telephone lines are down.
Welcome, welcome back. Resurrected Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Well, some interesting news today, aside from our little piece on there on the left-right paradigm of political prostitution and mind control of the American public. It's official now. Facebook has released a deceptive story to the mainstream media about this recent purge of pages off of its platform. When they decided to purge these pages for what seems to be completely murky reasons leading up to the midterm elections, I certainly had my suspicions, but the evidence so far recovered by the publication Western Journalism seems rather clear from what they've been able to gather so far. Of the 220 pages uncovered by the Western Journal, 67% are conservative or pro-Trump pages, 22% are libertarian, and some of those being non-aligned, and 11% are liberal or anti-Trump pages. Folks, if you do the math, it's rather simple. It's 89% of the purge leading up to the elections have been purged conservative or libertarian or non-aligned, this small percentage of non-aligned pages. Now, here's where it gets even more interesting. The clear fake news deception seeded in the mainstream media by Facebook. It appears that Facebook, according to the Western journalism, it appears that Facebook had strategically briefed the New York Times and the Washington Post ahead of the removals, given that within minutes of Facebook's announcement, both papers published lengthy pieces describing the purge that included screenshots of some of the pages, something that could only have been obtained before the pages were actually physically removed. So after the purge, and this is where it gets interesting, Facebook provided media outlets with only some samples. The Resistance, Reasonable People, Unite, Reverb, Press, Nation in Distress, and Snowflakes. Four of these pages were liberal, while one was conservative. And when asked for a complete list of the pages, Facebook has repeatedly refused to release that list. Now, why is that important? Because what they provided to the mainstream media was essentially, get this, folks, clickbait, deceptive, false narrative. This is the same Facebook that is purging people for allegedly fake, deceptive. You see where I'm going with this? So, hey, Zap. Zap is
missing. Yes. I was just going to say, while I'm listening to that the whole time, I couldn't help but thinking, surprise, surprise, surprise.
Right? Yep. You know, and here's one of the more horrible stories, Zap. Early on October 11th, this gentleman woke up to find his small business gone. There had been no warning, no smoke, no heat, but his business was now a smoldering heap of ash. Facebook had burned it to the ground. This gentleman, Matt, had operated his small digital publishing business since 2015. He spends his mornings like most business proprietors. After waking up, he reviews his numbers, checks his messages to ensure his livelihood is running smoothly. Now, the person that I'm talking about is a triple amputee from the military. He's an online publisher, and I'm echoing for some reason. He's an online publisher. His business depends on his ability to drive page views to his website. This is what he does as a disabled veteran, right? So
God bless him.
Right? And you know, so he wakes up, and all of the work he's done, the 1.8 million followers that he built up, all shut down. Shut down. He had received no notice from Facebook in the past, no warning, no deadline, no ultimatum, and with two simple words, many years and countless hours of his work were just forever wiped from Facebook. I'd like not to say forever, but maybe, you know, maybe we can do something about that. But I'd like to posit an argument. The argument that I would like to posit is, not only is Facebook directly now engaged in behavior that they castigated of Russians, but now they're interfering with interstate commerce. Aha! Maybe there's an angle we should explore. We'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors.
Stick around. More right after
Dark Truth Media, Resurrect the Republic. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Mother of the moon, which built my sails, rose the sea of years. With no provisions, but in no faces, oh, the straits of fear.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, Resurrect Republic, RTR
Truth Media. Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. Zap, zap, zap. I would argue that Facebook is now not just interfering with elections, which is, I think, a valid point.
Check your volume. It's way down.
I can't help that very much. So it is what it is.
Hopefully somebody else can bring it up in the mix, please.
It is what it is. It's going to be okay. What it's going to be. I have a brand new mic and brand new mic power supply.
Okay, it's good. We're good. We're good.
Mixing board and it showed up broken. So, yep.
sometimes that Murphy, you just want to, like they did to that poor veteran, you know, kick him right in the boys, you know?
Yep.
That's what I was thinking the whole time. Nothing like a drop kick to the nuts. You know what I mean? That's about what they did to the guy. I mean, probably was giving him purpose and all. You know, he felt good about his life and, you know.
Yep.
Oh my god!
I don't know why I'm hearing an echo. If you're using an external speaker and a mic on your computer, you're gonna have to throw a headset on. But every time I talk, I'm having it feedback on me. It happens. It is what it is. But anyway, what I was saying was the interference of interstate commerce
is not something that people are really talking about. This is a gentleman who built up a business using this platform, who's not had any community guidelines or any kind of strikes or warnings or anything, this veteran. And he's built his business, and he depends on this income. And this is, of course, this business is taking place over state lines, and it is a business that Facebook has essentially allowed to continue for a number of years to build up all of these subscribers. And by the way, they make money off of all of us. So this is not a situation, well, you know, Facebook's a free service. No, it is not free. They are pimping you and your value, and they make a lot of money doing it. And for that alone, I would have to argue that if the proper argument could be made that Facebook is not just violating free speech, is not just interfering with political content right leading up to the midterm elections. Those are two very valid points, but I would like to also posit the theory here that they are violating violating interstate commerce. So, yeah, I think that that's a valid point to be made. And I see people are in the chat room, and Mer Billy, hi Mer. Hi Mer. I just see she just posted follow the money, which is I'm glad she did that. I have posted on rtrtruthmedia.com, rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com, a recent documentary. It's a little bit the article that I published is a little bit more in depth than just the really Graceful is a channel on YouTube, and I really love her work. Awesome work she does, and she just did a little mini documentary on the public school system, and I have an article published with that, as well as our interview with Charlotte Iserbeet and links to the deliberate dumbing down of America in one article entitled Compulsory Public Schools Follow the Money, Really Graceful on RTR Truth Media. And folks, I've been talking off air with Chris Hinckley. I've gotten several emails from listeners out there who really enjoy hearing Chris on our show and when I go on his show. So I hear you. And Chris and I are talking about collaborating and some work together in the future. He's very receptive to the idea. And we're looking at possibly doing that. Now, so that you guys understand, you know, I'm working with a couple different individuals producing video content as well as video content of our own, which is it really is based upon an audio presentation, but it has more visuals to it. Like the first 20 minutes of the show that you heard today was a pre-prepared presentation that I made. Now, I know that a lot of you like solid, full, live content, and that's great. I'm all for that. But folks, you're going to have to, at some point I have to be, I have to look out for myself. I've never been in this for the money. I don't receive a check from RBN. And we have a really cool fundraiser so that, you know, you guys can donate something and possibly get something back for your money, a chance to win a $500 or greater name brand computer. We're selling for $25 a chance. So if, you know, every $25 that you spend, you get a chance to win, you get a chance to win a computer. And this computer is brand new, like I said, brand new name brand. But if you don't like the Windows 10 or the new operating systems, the person that is putting this forward is a computer expert. And he'll
an angel of the show, yes.
Yes, and he'll put whatever operating system on the computer that you want. Brand new. I'm not talking about a rebuilt computer, brand new computer, but he'll put I prefer Windows 7. I don't care if it's brand new. If I bought a brand new computer tomorrow, I would send it to him. I would have him pull Windows 10 off of it, and I would have him put Windows 7 on it. I cannot stand anything past Windows 7. Will not use it. Refuse. I guess I'm going to go the way of the dinosaur at some point when nothing else works with Windows 7. But everything does right now, so it's what I'm using right now. It's what I use to produce video content. It's what I used for the internet, radio, all that. So $25, rtrtruthmedia.com. On the upper right-hand side of the website, you'll see the PayPal button. If you have any problems with the PayPal button, you can reach us at rtrtruthmedia@protonmail.com. Our Gmail account, we had rtrtruthmedia Gmail, got absolutely swamped. I have over 1,000 emails in that account, and there's absolutely no way that I have the time to go through all of them, even the ones that look somewhat valid. I've been trying to do that a little bit each day, but with everything else that I'm doing, it's just not feasible. So we started a new email account for our listeners out there. So if people are listening and not just sending me...
Are you listening? That's what we'd like to know. That's what why we do the fundraisers, a bit of a litmus test to see who's out there. And if you want to support the effort put forth to bring you truth and news.
Yep. And it's the only way I'm going to be able to. It's the only way I'm going to be able to do it, brother.
Yep. Right, and after a long week's work, you know, on a Friday evening, you know, when you appreciate somebody, and you know, you like drinking beer, you know, usually you'd buy them a beer, you know, and so that's what I'm kind of putting forth as a litmus test. If we have some listeners, maybe we're just talking to each other, Tom. I don't know.
I don't know either, but maybe
they'd feel generous enough to buy us a beer tonight, you know, and have a beer with us, you know, and show us the support that you really are interested in us doing this work.
Yep. And if not, that's fine too. I just picked up, to be quite honest, I just picked up 900 subscribers in the course of this past month from the video content that we put out. And that's just in this month. And that this was a dead archive channel. So I know that there's people out there that are finding the content worthy and interesting. And if you go to the like-dislike ratio, I don't think that I've gotten more than 5 dislikes on any of our video content. And it's been solid thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up, keep it up, keep it up. And I know that they're suppressing our view count because, get this, I posted a video on YouTube, right? I embedded it in an article. I didn't share it anywhere else. I embedded it in an article, and I have the analytics to the article, right? The article shows me the article only has the video in it, right? So if you're going and clicking on that, you want to see that, right? So it has 1,800 hits to the article with only a video in it, but only 200 hits for the video on YouTube. I think YouTube is lying.
It very well could be.
Well, 1,800 to 200. Let's say 50-50, right? So this whole social media thing is a mess. So, folks, we are slowly migrating from using these other more mainstream platforms to a platform called BitChute, BitChute. It's a video hosting platform that is blockchain. It's peer-to-peer. Okay, it's not. So basically, what I'm saying is YouTube, Google has to have this huge central database, right? And they get all the control. Well, BitChute is a little different. It's peer-to-peer. So when they put a video out there, they don't have to have the infrastructure. So this normal guy who believes in free speech, and he doesn't care if it completely goes against what he believes. He believes in free speech. He built this platform. And not one of my videos, some of which I put Barbara Spector, by the way, just as a test on YouTube, the same video that's all over the place, everybody's seen. But I put it there and immediately it got censored. On BitChute, it still stands uncensored, untouched, unmolested. So we're slowly having to fight coming off of a complete channel termination after years of work, millions of views. And all of the work that we did that already – that generates a momentum, right? So when you have that momentum, I don't have to sit here and ask people, oh, can you – I don't have to come up with creative ways to raise money, because all of that momentum, even if I sat down and did nothing for a year, and I went back and I started posting content again, bing, it starts coming in again, and I start getting ad revenue. And this isn't about making money. It's about having it pay for itself, plus put a little aside for equipment and, you know, wear and tear. There's monthly fees, stuff like that. I don't want to talk about it all day and night long, folks, but I have to tell you, the donations that you know, when we're offering a computer in a raffle, the donations that have come in, just they just haven't. So I have to be honest. At some point, I have to really analyze what I'm doing here. I've tried to stay loyal to RBN. I've tried to stay on RBN, even with my illness. I'm fighting through Lyme disease as best as I can. There are some days I can't walk. I went down in the shower and went down in the bathroom 3 times before I made it to the bedroom the other night. You guys don't understand what's going on here. We want to bring you good analysis. I know people like it. I'm getting the emails. I know you all are listening. But I'm not CNN. I'm not Fox News. I'm not a corporate sponsored entity.
Multi-million-dollar budget.
Right. And if you go to rtrtruthmedia.com and look at the work that we've put into this site with not just my content, because I don't want it to be all about me. This isn't about me. I'm not a narcissist. If you go to rtrtruthmedia.com, you will find articles and interviews that we've done. You'll also find Richie from Boston, Blackstone Intelligence, True News. We have links. All of the, by the way, as they're coming in, these different purges that have happened, even if I don't agree with them, the ones that are being purged from the social media platforms, on the right-hand side of our site, we have a list of Facebook purges, and we have a list of links, Blackstone, Middle East Monitor, Brendan O'Connell, Anti-Media, Conservative Daily Post, Free Thought Project, Corbett Report, Filming Cops, Police State, Cop Block, Free Republic, Ron Paul Liberty Report, Talpia Talk, Global Research, Press for Truth, UNS Review, Cointelegraph, News About Vaccines, Jake Morfonios is embedded on there, Johnny Gatt's on there, No More News, Dana Ashley, Really Graceful,
Blackstone Intelligence.
Yeah, I mean, I really worked hard at making a news aggregation site that could really be benefit. Like, if you wake up in the morning and you go to rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com or rtrtruthmedia.com, you literally don't really need to go anywhere else, because between our news links and aggregation at the top of our page and all of the stuff on either side of the bodies of our articles, you have all of the news that you could possibly consume in a day, and it comes from a wide variety of approaches, right? So, you know, I think that it's really important that people get behind people that are trying really hard to get you out and deliver to you truth. I mean, what else are we here to do, bro? I mean,
right, exactly. And like I said, if you were friends and you worked a hard week and you wanted to celebrate that you made it through another week and got some stuff done, and you go and have a beer together, you know, usually you offer each other a beer or something. Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe she should go to RTR Truth Media and smash that PayPal button and send us $2 to $5, which would buy us, you know, like buying us a beer. Say, hey, we thank you. We appreciate your effort, and we'd like to toast with you for your hard work and good work. And I think that's a good way to see who's actually listening. We should open up the phone lines too, 800-313-9443, and call us and tell us you like what we're doing. That's kind of what we're doing tonight. We want to see who's supporting us, who's got to say, yeah, good job, guys. You know, good job, Tom, and all your effort and time put forth to bring forth the truth in the news, you know, that which is a rare. It's, you know, most is propaganda.
Yeah. And, you know, we also have the chat built into the website. So, you know, for those of you out there that use chatango.com, you know, you can come to RTR Truth Media. You can jump in the chat. You can use, you know, any of this news. And here's another thing. I don't make a dime for sending you to any of these other sites. They may make money on their sites. I don't know. But I don't make any money doing that. And there's a reason why I set my site up to not do that. First of all, you guys out there, you know all too well, when you go to a website and you click on the website and it starts skipping and hopping and things pop up in front of your face and all of this business, it's all loaded up with ads and AdSense. Look, I know that there are ways that I could be generating revenue, but what that does is it detracts from, in my opinion, I cannot stand sites like that. So I've chosen to rather reach out to the audience and say, look, if you believe in what we're doing, then stand for us and stand with us, because if we don't stand together, we'll all hang separately. We'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure, resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue, and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed, and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back, Resurrected Republic, RTR Truth Media on RBN. We have a caller on the line, Jim in upstate New York. Jim, you're on Resurrected Republic. What's up, buddy?
Good evening, Jim.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, no, we're playing another tune.
No. You know, it's so funny. That's you. Yeah, that's you singing those songs, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I do all my own music.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. I'll tell you, that's a real high pitch to do, brother.
Yeah, I have to reach down. I usually have to, back in those days, I usually had to take a little shot of something and reach down pretty, reach down pretty far. And but I always managed to hit the note.
Oh, God. You would hit those registers. But, again, you know, that particular computer you're offering is nothing to sneeze about. You know why? It's because it's the last version where you can have kind of like a sense of being by yourself. You know what I mean? You don't get hammered. I still use 7 home edition.
Well, here's the nice thing about this. Here's the nice thing about this offer. It's a brand new computer, right? And it's likely going to have Windows 10 on it. But the man who is offering to put this up for us is a computer expert, and what he'll do is he'll take this brand new computer and he'll pull that crappy new operating system off of it with all of its current upgraded technology. I mean, it's got the, you know, it's going to have state of the art stuff, name brand, no Bobet brand, but he'll put the operating system on of your choice, and I think that's a pretty good deal because I wouldn't really enter into a drawing for a new computer these days if it had Windows 10 because I can't stand Windows 10. I won't use it.
Correct.
So, I mean, it's a really great. Yeah.
No, hopefully people appreciate, you know, Windows 7 Home Edition was a very, very stable environment, and I still use it. And to God, you know, in my business, I use it. You know what I mean? I actually went down to my local computer geek. I said, "Listen, dude, hook me up with hook me up with the Home Edition 7." You know, and he did. So I don't think people.
Hey, Jim,
what you guys
Jim, hang on. Jim, I'm sorry. Hang on 1 second. We're going to go into the top of the hour of the next break. We'll be right back. It's a very short break. Hang in there.
Dig with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.